3:35.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
That are just joining the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Just got done uploading a whole mess of pictures from California confronting rockers, some that you might even know, tea parties and the such. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're talking about a radio program that I was on, Jesse Lee Peterson's, in California, L.A., just the other day, and I didn't know that he was going to bring up the topic of race. And during the last segment, we played the piece where Jesse had brought up the topic of white fear, and then he had talked about Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and I said, I don't know that anybody's afraid of him. I just don't know that anybody takes him serious, and I knew right when I said that, it was on. And so here's the first caller. And by the way, if you'd like to weigh in, 1-866-233-0747. Phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747. Don't be timid. Bah. We don't need sheep. We need lions right now, friends. Give us a call and tell us your thoughts. Tell me what the reoccurring theme is, friends. This is caller Mel. He's the first caller. Go ahead and replay that.
President out of our life. I want you to answer that.
Okay, okay, hang on. You got to work with me here, Chase. Mel said we've had white presidents our whole lives. What direction is it going right off the bat, friends? And when we're talking about this, we're talking about unprincipled individuals that know nothing of their history, just so you can understand the premise in which they're coming at me. And this is how they're coming at me. Is a lack of knowledge. Go ahead and replay it from the very beginning, Chase. For those that just jumped on, again, this is the first caller. His name is Caller Mel, and look how he begins to go after me.
You was glad that we did elect a color president.
Yep.
But don't you know that we had he's the first president now. Color, black, whatever you want to call him. I call him color.
Color.
But color people have been through white president all our life. I want you to answer that. And I want you to answer that question there. And plus,
I didn't hear
the question is this. When we had Bush in office, we had walls. We had two walls.
Wars.
So, Mel, what's your question?
Tell me what did Bush do for color people? When
listen, just hang on. Listen to what I say back to you.
And we go out.
Well, let me ask you this, my friend. What did Bush do for white people? Because the same thing he did to the black people is the same thing he did to the white people. He was just as worthless.
Yeah.
And the issue is what's right and what's wrong. Because, as I said earlier, we all bleed the same color, and the issue that we're dealing with today concerning that race topic is the fact that we need to get away from this. Listen,
okay.
What we're talking about right now, this is 40 and 50 years back, okay? They're trying to resurrect something that doesn't belong to this generation, and to be quite honest with you, it jacks me up. Yeah. I have a black guitar player. I have a Hispanic singer. And you know what I see happening across this country more than anything? Color works for colored people right now. And if you want to get down to the issues of it, our black guitar player, he has more favor than the white guy in the band right now in this country. And it's almost like, whoa, but I'm happy about it. You know what? This is how it works. And
well, I was saying that. But what I'm saying, since we have a color president, listen to Pearson every day, nothing he can do.
Hang on a second. He's saying that everything that Barack Hussein Obama does, because he's a black president, what he's saying in essence is the white people aren't letting him do it, which in fact is completely untrue, because Barack Hussein Obama has pulled executive order after executive order after executive order, not in the ones, not in the twos, not in the fives, not in the sevens, but in the 900 executive orders thus far, friends. Why? Because he knows the people are against his administration. Not because of the color of his skin, but because they know that he's attempting to destroy their country. Let Mel go ahead and continuously dig his own hole.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
I disagree with socialism, and Barack Obama is far left. Barack Obama is a far left liberal socialist.
But you tell me, was Bush a socialist?
No.
No,
wait,
wait, wait, wait.
Let me give you a little.
The president we had, how the world he going to be a socialist?
How about Obamacare? How about Obamacare?
Stop. Stop for a second. Chase, you got to work with me here, bro. Here's the other thing. Go ahead.
He's a little excited right now.
Yeah, but he's contradicting himself at every turn, friends, because he's trying to act as if it's not an issue of color with him.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that comes out of his mouth, comes out of that pie hole of his,
mm-hmm.
has everything to do with race. Now he's saying, I'm in Georgia. I don't live under a socialist dictatorship. In other words, Obama is my man.
Yep.
If nobody can do it, listen, Obama can. That's really what this guy's saying. Let's get to the next one, just for the sake of time.
Can I just say something?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I remember seeing this YouTube video, and it's a black preacher, and he was saying, listen, he was confronting the black people for just voting for Barack Obama just because he's black, just because they want a black president. That's all they're thinking. They're not thinking about the fruit of this man's life.
Yeah.
And he said to him, this black preacher said, listen, you're black before your Holy Ghost. You're black before your Jesus Christ. Basically, you're black before your right and wrong. You're saying we're supporting this guy because he's the same color that we are. We want a black guy in there.
That's right.
We're not looking at the content of his character, as MLK
pointed out. No, of course not.
We're not looking at the fruit of his life. Listen, the guy lies. He's a liar. That has nothing to do with the color of his skin,
that was
with
one
the
of
choices
the,
that he makes.
That was one of the things that was brought up during this last call. And I said to him, can you tell me what he's done that's been lawful?
Mm-hmm.
And it's also interesting, people, and I want people to understand this. This one's free, okay? You need to keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama did not have the support. He does not have black support that the way the American people believe that he does, because of the state-run media. That's the only reason that you might believe it. Keep in mind that 70% of his Twitter account was completely fabricated.
Yep.
He couldn't even sell out the hotels in California. In Washington D.C. during the re-inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks, he doesn't have the support of the Hispanics neither. You need to understand it's all fabricated. He's a fraud from A to Z.
And all the voter fraud.
I just want people to know that so they can understand that when they're being told that this is the president of the United States, remember what Stalin said. Joseph Stalin, the man that killed millions of his own people. It doesn't matter who does the counting. The voting. He said it matters who does the counting.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies the problem. But we're dealing with people that don't know the difference, and they say it's not an issue of race. But I also want you to keep in mind, friends, the people that are calling in are unprincipled. They're, for the most part, being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to caller Jennifer. This is Bradley Dean, myself, along with Jesse Lee Peterson in L.A. just this last week. And he was talking about the issue of race. And when I said that nobody takes Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson serious, oh, boy, friends, it hit. We got three more phone calls to go, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back. Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Timid listeners today, Steph. 1-866-233-0747.
Maybe they're so interested in these excitable
Probably,
callers.
But I want to hear
to
from you, my friends, the listeners. I want to hear from you. What are you hearing as what the reoccurring theme is? Mm-hmm. I got pulled into something I didn't realize I was getting pulled into, but you know what? I'm good. You know, the fact of the matter is these people don't take the time to realize that one of my heroes of
That's
the
right.
faith is MLK.
That's right.
The man of God. I'm not talking about his heirs, friends. I'm not talking about the lack of Christianity. I'm talking about the Christ that lived through him.
That's right.
And the Frederick Douglasses and the Booker T. Washingtons. Listen, these are all men that stood for the things of God. And I'm on that side. I don't care if you're black, white, yellow. It doesn't matter to me. Right is right and wrong is wrong, regardless of color.
That's right. He's not your hero because he's black. He's your hero because of what he stood for. Because
Amen.
Of the righteousness
I've
that
seen
he brought
Christ
to
there.
Exactly,
that's exactly
right.
God has always taken the time to make the distinction, what is the flesh and what is the spirit. We can see it in David's life. He was a man after God's own heart. But we've seen David fail miserably. We don't look at him and say, hey, man, look at Christ failing the test. No, we're talking about the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of God, without spot, without blemish, undefiled, never sinned a day in his life. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. And we've been washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's the blood we've been washed into. And that's what makes us different from the rest of the world. Because we really take him at his word. And we live according to what the Holy Ghost has done through us through regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. But in saying that, friends, always take the time to make distinction between where Christ is and where Christ is not in a man. And you can do that all over the place. You can mm-hmm. see good in everybody, and where you see good, that is the Christ.
That's right.
Yeah. Folks, next caller. This is Jennifer calling into Jesse Lee Peterson's radio show in L.A. as me being the guest host. And by the way, I had a good time. Jesse's an awesome guy. But listen to this next caller,
well,
friends.
I can hardly wait.
Hey, folks, moving right along. White on the inside, black on the outside. That's me. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you so much for being with me. Let's go out to Antioch, California and talk to Jennifer. Jennifer, good morning. You're on with Bradley. Bradley
Dean. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Happy New Year, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I know. I just want to say that George Walker Bush was not worthless. And we should respect George Bush because you know what he did for the blacks?
What?
He took him out of Katrina.
Boy, dude.
Anyway.
But George Bush spent more money on entitlement program prior to Barack Obama than any other president. Did you know that?
I don't know. Abortion.
Listen.
Well, then let me ask you a question. Let's call it for what it is. Then why didn't he stop it? He was the president of the United States. Why didn't he pull an executive order the way that they're pulling him out of the bag today to put a stop to it? You know, he claims he's a Christian man, yet God says he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And Scripture tells us in Exodus 20, thou shalt not kill. So he loves God so much that he doesn't obey him?
Jennifer?
Speaking of George W. Bush.
That. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I could probably tell you that you didn't know about the Bushes.
And Obama,
President Bush refused to shut down the borders too.
Yeah, let's go back.
Yeah,
to the,
well, that's the only thing. That's his cabinet's fault.
Yeah, Jennifer.
Oh,
Jennifer,
cabinet's fault.
Obama is not a socialist. He is a Marxist, communist, Muslim, jihadist dictator.
Okay, let me just get back to the office of the President of the United States, regardless of who's there.
And
okay?
Obama's done nothing.
Hold on a minute, Jennifer. Hold on a minute.
Black, white, green, or pink.
Okay, let's get to the issue here, okay? Because when you look at the President of the office, the office of the President of the United States, does he have a right to break the law? When you look at the president,
no one has the right.
Hang on a second, Jennifer.
Law.
Hang on a minute.
No one.
Hold on, Jennifer.
Those that serve we the people uphold their hand, one on the Bible, one up in the air, swearing an oath to God to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Yeah.
Ma'am, do you realize that there's hundreds of thousands of men and women that are 6 feet under the ground because they fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States that most people don't even know in this country?
Ratify? What does ratify mean?
Making valid. They bled the battlefields red with their blood to make valid the Constitution to give you something called liberty. Now, let me ask you this.
Are you talking about the people
Jennifer,
in Iraq?
Hang on, let me finish the point. Do our representatives have a right to violate the Constitution that they swore to uphold? White, black, whoever it is. No, they don't. It's an issue of obeying. It's an issue of principle, not opinion. And what's happened is the grown-ups in this country have debased themselves into believing that, well, let's just talk about the good and bad in each one of them instead of doing the right thing. Because let me say this. When we complain...
Yeah, well, I agree. We have to do the right thing. We have
that's
to
right.
impeach
we have to take
Obama
responsibility.
Right now. We have to impeach him. And I don't care because no one is doing it. Before we have a bloody war with Iran.
Jennifer, let me ask you the question. Who's they? Oh, that's right. Okay,
yeah.
So once we take responsibility, because we have to understand that they, the government, only reflects we, the people.
That's right.
And we and the government are in this together. It's not they, the government, and we, the people. No, they're an extension of what we allow them to be. They're a reflection of the American people. And when the American people tolerate crime in their government, guess what the fallout's going to be? We're going to eat the fruit of our own ways and what we tolerate. So let's not complain about what we tolerate.
Thank you, Jennifer. Great call. I appreciate it. Let's go back out to
Georgia back to the race issue.
And talk to Paul. Paul, good morning, sir. You're on with Brownie D.
Oh, man. I could take the whole show, but I'll make it as quick as possible. What is wrong is with, I mean, your caller, he has some very valid points, but when somebody called and asked you a question, you don't answer it truthfully, like what have Bush did for the black people.
Stop for a second. Did you hear what he said?
I don't answer it truthfully. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear a question.
No, neither did I.
And just wait a second. Listen to what Jesse says next, friends. Brett, this is me out in L.A. last week, friends. Got caught up into an issue. Jesse Lee Peterson brought me into his studio, and the topic was racism. Had no idea we were going there. I was all about it. Put my hand over the mic, looked over at Jesse, and I said, I'm going to start a fight. I did when I said that people didn't take Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson seriously.
Well.
That's exactly right. So look at the response. After I said that, go for it.
Talking about the wars and stuff, maybe that wasn't right. But what Bush have done for black people is he put more black people in his cabinet in positions of power, so that other black children growing up to see.
Stop this! No, he put black people into the positions of power because he already knew that Barack Hussein Obama was coming on the scene. Next point.
That black people. Like Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, and a whole lot of others that I can't name right now. He also went to Africa, helped those people out by getting clean running water to their villages so they wouldn't die from drinking dirty water.
Okay.
And mosquito nets and stuff. That's just a few of the things. He also started a program that pulled children out of the project, put them in a school where they were starting to...
So he's high-fiving George Bush right now, but listen to the contradiction coming up. It's also interesting. Look at all these presidents that they've done so much for the children. Did you forget about the 4,000 babies that were murdered in the womb?
Amen.
Each day that they were in office? And just think about it. The last caller, she said that George Bush, he's a good man, and we're not supposed to disrespect him. No, folks, I didn't know that any representative of ours in this country has the right to desecrate the memory of those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. They don't. You want to talk about respect? Respect goes to those that will magnify what men and women and the hundreds of thousands of across this country have died to give unto us, namely freedom. You want to fight? You want to magnify the law and preserve freedom? I'm behind you 100%. If you stand against it, I don't care who you are, I'm against you. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. Can you imagine the American people taking on the same mentality of being principled and grounded in the Word of God and the founding documents?
It would be a solid, righteous nation.
Again. Amen. Okay, let's go back and listen to this guy really quick. This is Paul.
And Obama stopped it. That's what he did. That's just some of the stuff he did.
Oh, now Obama's a good guy. Okay.
Bush have done more for black people than any other president other than maybe Abraham Lincoln.
Hang on a second. Okay, here's a black man talking about what Abraham Lincoln did for the black folks. Really? No. Abraham Lincoln, what he did, in essence, was use the black people as a political tool to gain what he was looking to get. And that was to bring forth more power to federal government. He didn't care who he had to use in the process, just like any other president doesn't. They just have to use what they can use for the moment, only to get their foot above the people to basically bring unto themselves more power to control the people. They use them as political battering rams. Should do a little homework, friends. Abraham Lincoln, for the most part, was a tyrant, for the most part. Well, I've heard good things about him. Yep, there's good in all people, but where you see the good is Christ. Is the man in heaven? I don't know. That's between him and God, but I know that the man did a lot of bad things through something called the Civil War. Be right back after this break. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll bring you back to Jesse's radio show. But friends, just hang on a second. It gets even better. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, check out Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Phone lines are accessible, friends. For the life of me, I don't understand. I really don't. I never have. I know we're dumping a lot of information, friends, but what is the reoccurring theme that you're hearing from these callers? I know it's real scattered. I know it's really hard to believe that they're saying answer the question when they haven't proposed one yet. I get it. I totally get it. But what is it that you're hearing? 1-866-233-0747. And by the way, don't tell me you're not listening, folks. I'm gauging you right now. Got 50% of that bar. I know you're listening. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Well, I think right now we're witnessing what the Sons of Liberty does. We're going in there and confronting the issues. We're not afraid of a fight for righteousness' sake. We're not trying to look for reasons to fight. We're saying, listen, the truth is the truth, and it stirs people up. You know, Jesus Christ, when he came, he spoke the truth. And some people liked him, some people hated him. Namely the church people. But as we're going out there and we're seeking and saving that which is lost and we're proclaiming the truth, if you're listening and saying, listen, I know there's people who listen to Sons of Liberty and say, I love that show. Or I love Bradley Diener. I love what he's preaching. Listen, get behind us to support what we're doing. We cannot do this without you. I think it's so wonderful. People say, we're so happy there's people like you out there. That's great. But you know what? We need people like you as well to join together with us. And together, we can do this.
That's right. We.
We. Yeah. Not any one person. And you know what? You know, when you're out there in the battle a lot, you need to come back and get rejuvenated and encouraged. I mean, when we're out there doing all these different interviews and we're doing tours, it's not like, you know, we're lounging around the beach in California. We're literally driving 5 hours. You show up at 3:30 a.m. at the hotel. You get up at 4:30 in the morning. They're doing, you know, during the middle of the night, they're cutting down trees. So you're not able to sleep during the night because there's some
or the fire alarm goes off right when you begin your radio show. It's one thing. How many miles do you think we drove? What, 600 miles just last
week? It's got to be close. We spent a good 10, 12 hours in the car at least.
Yeah.
So people think, oh, it must be so much fun to travel. Yeah, it's great to drive 5 hours to wake up at 4 o'clock in the
without
morning.
Your family.
Exactly. Yeah. So for those of you that say, listen, I want to support you guys. You're doing what's important. You're doing what's needful, especially in our country today. Please do call us at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a donate button. You can make a secure donation or get some of our products. You get the gospel in people's hands, the truth. It's awesome. And you're also supporting the Sons of Liberty. So as we're listening to this and we're seeing, wow, you guys are really making a difference in what you're doing out there. Don't just say you're making a difference. Please put some action behind that word and support who we are and what we're doing.
That's right. It actually keeps us out there. It really does. Okay, now, friends, listen. We're on Jesse Lee Peterson's radio show last week. He's a friend of mine. Great guy. He's a colored man. I'm a white man, but we have the same father. See, we're principled. We understand where we came from. And what we do here concerning this radio interview at Jesse Lee Peterson's studio last week in Los Angeles, California, this last week, we get these callers. And what is the reoccurring thing that you're hearing? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Do you want to put Paul back up on there, Chase?
Answer this question for people, because now Mel is gone on the right. See, he couldn't tell me nothing that Bush did for black people because you didn't answer the question. You're talking about wars and stuff that was not the question.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me say this. Let me go over to Barack Hussein Obama really quick. Who's advocated abortion more than Barack Hussein Obama? The man's voted in favor of abortion over 241 times. Okay, 241 times.
Yeah. That's 242.
Who's the greatest advocate to Planned Parenthood? Planned Parenthood is about ethnic cleansing. They're about eradicating the black race.
Yeah.
And so why don't we start calling it for what it really is? Let's start talking about the issues. Is that right? No, it's not right.
You're saying I'm not answering the question truthfully,
my friend. I'm asking
you
lawfully.
Barack Obama supported abortion even if the baby should come out alive.
He voted twice
to
make sure that there was a doctor in there to snuff the baby out if it came out alive.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the real issues.
You get no problem for me when you talk about the stuff that Obama have done, if it's truthful. And yeah, he did do all of that. But Mel's question, the previous caller, now the lady that called before, she was trying to hit on this but was unable to find the words. But Mel's question was, what have he done for black people? And you are turning around saying what he didn't do for black people.
Hang on a second.
See, this is
what I'm talking about. And this is the kind of stuff he apparently didn't hear a word that was said, because I answered him. I said the same thing he did for the white people. But it was what he didn't want to hear.
That's exactly
what I told him. I said, I'm answering you. You just don't want to hear my answers is really what it comes down to.
And even as I'm listening to it, I'm getting stirred up. It's like, you answered that question. He's done the same thing for black people as he did for white people. Absolutely nothing.
But am I making it a race issue?
No.
Or some folks calling in making it a race
issue? That's right, because your whole point when you were talking was, listen, same thing he's done for white people. We all bleed the same blood. This is a question of
The same color.
Exactly. Yeah. And what this president has done, the fruit of his life is what we're looking at. It doesn't matter.
The
color of his skin. Smack, smack. Hello,
folks,
people.
Folks need to open their
eyes.
Especially the colored folks concerning this black president. What Planned Parenthood is about, friends, and who they're using to bring forth the eradication of the blacks and the Hispanic. It's all over the website.
Yeah.
I know some of you people out there are just too foolish to do your homework and actually believe what the state-run media says. But I'll tell you what, this administration is aiming at the eradication through Planned Parenthood of the black race and the Hispanic race. So don't tell me the black folks aren't awake to what's going on. They are.
And
see, you get some people like this calling in the radio program that are unprincipled, and then what you do is you get this understanding, or let me say it this way. I want to say not a misunderstanding either, but you get this information as if it's true when in fact it's not, especially when you get it from a few ignorant folks that don't know the difference between what is right and what's wrong, and then they begin to make it a color issue when in fact color has nothing to do with it. At least it doesn't anymore.
Yeah, a misrepresentation.
That's exactly right.
Well, sure, there's some stuff he could have did right. He could have spent less money. But we're talking about what has he done for black people. That was Mel's question.
Now listen to this.
And it was not
out of nowhere.
Just like with Maze, she asked, where is Israel if it's not in Africa? Israel is in Southwest Asia.
Stop.
What? Talk about taking Israel, a left turn.
Oh, my goodness. And he wanted me to answer the question. Woo! Yeah. Everybody's catching this. Jesse was right all over. It was awesome.
You know, it's something, too. It's like they'll say these, you know, they'll defend their favorite person, whether it be Bush or Barack Obama. And then you bring on, you know, basically dirt or things that both of them have done that have been wrong. And like, I'm not saying anything about
that.
It shuts
them out of the game center.
Yeah, but then they still have something to say about something else.
That's why they have to get off the topic.
Exactly.
Because question answered, and it wasn't the answer that they wanted, so they jumped to the next topic.
Or,
let's go to the next caller.
I was going to say, or you'd answer the question like this question that he said that you never answered. You already answered the question. He's like, well, that question was never answered. He's like, yeah, I already answered it.
Okay.
Are you listening?
Now, again, friends, we've had a couple callers.
Ooh.
How come we haven't gotten them on the air here?
Are they timid?
You need to communicate. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we've had some callers. I don't know why we're not pulling them up right now. In saying that, that's what that's for, to let me know what's going on.
They're probably a little shy.
They could be. 1-866-233-0747. What is it that you're hearing from these callers, friends? This is my favorite one.
Okay. I can hardly wait.
This is caller Maze, but listen to how Jesse goes after her.
Okay,
let's go for it.
Actually, Carl, I got to run and look at the clock here. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Let's go out to Dayton, Ohio and talk to Maze. Maze,
yeah,
good morning. You're on with Browley Dean.
Hello, Browley Dean. I have a question for you. You say we bleed the same blood.
Yes.
We are brothers and we are sisters.
Amen.
And,
hallelujah.
And I don't see it nowhere where you're brothers and we're sisters, because you got one want to be supreme over another to tell them what they need to do.
Stop.
What?
Did you hear what she said?
Yes.
Did you hear what she said, friends?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a heart would bring that forth to a guy that is trying to dismantle, to pull the rug on the issue of race with every answer that I've got? She jumps on the show towards the end of the show, and she said what? Replay that, please. And what did she say?
One
frame over another to tell them what they need to do.
Rewind it again.
Include it.
Yes.
We are brothers and we are sisters.
Amen.
And,
hallelujah.
And I don't see it nowhere when you're brothers and we're sisters, because you got one want to be supreme over another to tell them what they need to do. And one question I got
to
ask
who
you.
Who want to be supreme over another?
I'm talking to your guest.
No, stop. You see this?
Oh,
Jesse's going back after her. Jesse's a black dude going after a black lady saying, what are you talking about?
Oh,
who wants to be supreme over one another? Okay, I'm trying to get away from the issue of race,
right.
And I got some of these people that are shooting themselves in the foot by holding on to something that they said that they didn't want.
Yeah, you're trying to say we're brothers and sisters. It wasn't Martin Luther King that said either we're going to learn to live together as brothers or we're going to perish together as fools?
And sisters, that's right.
Yeah, hello.
That's exactly right.
Let's think about
okay.
this.
Okay, but this is how I was, I was subject to this attack.
Yeah, she was going after you.
And it was on.
She did not want to
talk. Oh, it was good. I told Jesse, let's do another show right now. I got another hour. Keep me on. Let these folks keep calling me in, because I'm going to keep loving on them regardless if they like it or not. Go for it.
Want to be some supreme over another
one group wants to be supreme over
which group?
Another.
Which group?
It's always being the Caucasian group.
Okay, yep. Stop it again. Rewind it so you can play the whole of it so people can get exactly what transpired.
Okay, can I say something?
Hello, Barley Dean. I have a question for you. You say we bleed the same blood.
Yes.
We are brothers and we are sisters.
Amen.
And,
hallelujah.
And I don't see it nowhere where you're brothers and we're sisters, because you got one want to be supreme over another to tell them what they need to do. And one question I got
to
ask
who
you.
Who wants to be supreme over another?
I'm talking to your guest.
No, who wants to be supreme over another?
One group wants to be supreme over
which group?
Another.
Which group?
It's always being the Caucasian group.
Yep. See, therein lies the problem.
Said, yep.
Yes.
No. Let me ask you a question first.
Yep.
You said the Ten Commandments,
yep.
And then you say, man, want 10,000 commandments. You haven't even mentioned God's name one time today.
Hang on a second. So I haven't mentioned God's name one time, but she said I just brought up the Ten Commandments.
So I have to say something to this. Whoa. I'm itching to say something about this.
Keep itching.
I'm going to itch all the way through the break, and I got something to say when we come back.
You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons and
Daughters of Liberty.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear. His latest article, Get Radical with the Radicals, is a case in point, an article that makes you think.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Here's the deal. Stephanie is itching.
Yeah, I was itching, and like you said, I don't want to get caught up in the black and white, but during the civil rights movement, it was an issue of color during that movement, okay?
Yes.
I was thinking about all the white people that joined together to help that movement. So if she said that one group, the Caucasian group, wants to have power or authority over the black group, if I was one of those civil rights...
But that is true in the past.
In the past.
That's totally true in the past.
Right, right.
But why all of a sudden, when they, you know, we're beginning to see that fall away, why is it all of a sudden there's some folks that want to resurrect it and get back at a certain demographic of people? That is not, folks, there needs to be repentance on both sides, and there needs to be forgiveness on both sides, and we need to let this run as water under the bridge and let it go away, because again, friends, it does not belong. And I, frankly, I believe that people are sick and tired of this mentality that's being thrown. And by the way, it's created, friends. You seen this with Zimmerman? They said at first that he was a black man, then when they found out he was Hispanic, a white man, I'm sorry. Yep. Then once they found out he was Hispanic, they didn't like it. They pulled the story.
But he was raised white. You
they
know,
wanted just... to use it. They wanted white on black crimes. Friends, you should see the black on white crimes. It is over the top across this country. Are they supposed to get a pass because of Oprah Winfrey saying that racism isn't going to stop until the white man basically dies off? This is crazy. Yep. This is stupidity on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the skinheads and, you know, black power. And, hey, listen, white power is as dangerous as black power, mm-hmm. friends. Black Panthers are just as bad as the skinheads. Totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, grow up.
Seriously. But the point that I was trying to make with this whole thing, going back to when it was the race issue and the civil rights, and they're going back and forth.
I would have stood with Martin Wright. Exactly. I'd have been on the front line with him and saying, this is injustice,
that's right.
is what this
and
is.
And a lot of white people did that.
They did.
I was thinking about that man that was the first off the bus, and he got beaten up the worst. They were doing the
that's a great
the,
point.
You know, the riders, the freedom riders, he was the first one off the bus, right? And he was fighting and joined together in that cause. So when she would call, that was my granddaddy.
Yeah.
I would say, listen, I have a grandfather who stood with the black folks during that time when it was so important, when it was issue. So you can't just say it's all white people or all whatever. There's good black people. There's bad black people. There's good white people. There's bad white people.
Yeah.
There's good Asian people.
It's only
listen,
there
hello.
To create division so they can divide and conquer.
And keep their eyes
don't
off the real issue.
Don't take the bait, friends.
Exactly.
That's why they call it race baiting. And who's doing the race baiting mm-hmm. more than this administration and the Al Sharptons of the world and the Jesse Jacksons? They're a bunch of wannabes, friends. And what they're doing is they're trying to divide the people. Listen, I got a caller real quick. Carl from Michigan, will you make your point? And it's a great one real quick.
Yes, hi,
hey.
Bradley, and all the Sons of Liberty. Thank you so much for what you do. God bless you. You know, I keep hearing the narrative about, first of all, if you are a Barack Obama supporter, no matter white, black, whoever you are, what political spectrum that you are on, if you are a supporter of his, anything he does is a pass, even though there were people that criticized Bush and other people. But the narrative being pushed is the same theme that you know. And it's you're racist if you disagree with his policies,
yep.
if you expose who he is.
Got to make it quick, Cara. Yep.
The things that he has done.
Yep.
It is all about race. It's
yep.
all a Linsky tactic.
That's right.
That's been used from the left for a very long time. And what I would say to a lot of these callers is when they make it about race, say, are we racist in your belief? Racist when they call out everybody a racist against his white half, or is it his black half?
Great, that is a great point. Hello.
Thank you, Cara.
His father, as you know, was born in Kansas.
Yeah,
that's right.
And his father from Kenya. So you can't have it both ways to these people that
point.
Are Obama supporters.
Oh, it's great.
Cara,
for the sake of time, we got to go. That was a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly right. How does that work?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yo.
He's got a white mother, a black father, so
Amen.
Racist to who?
Yeah. And guess what? He still bleeds red.
No.
Yes, he does. Let's finish this caller. This is Mays. Thanks for that call, by the way, from Michigan, Cara.
Cara.
That was great. Cara,
got
sorry.
I'm looking at the clock here. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Let's go out to Dayton, Ohio,
let's
and talk to Mays.
Inspiration.
Mays,
well,
good morning. You're on with Bradley Dean.
Hello, Bradley Dean. I have a question to you. You say we bleed the same blood.
Yes.
We are brothers and we are sisters.
Amen.
And,
hallelujah.
And I don't see it nowhere. Well, you're brothers and we're sisters because you got one want to be supreme over another to tell them what they need to do. And one question I got to ask
who
you.
Who want to be supreme over another?
I'm talking to your guest.
No, who wants to be supreme over another?
I'm talking to you.
One group wants to be supreme over
which
another.
Group? Which group?
It's always being the Caucasian group.
Yep.
Yeah,
see, therein lies the problem.
Said, yep.
Yes.
No. Let me ask you a question first.
Yep.
You said the Ten Commandments,
yep.
and then you say, man, 10,000 commandments. You haven't even mentioned God's name one time today. That's why I tell people to bless God before you ask them to bless
well, then
you.
How did she know
you're
I said the
Ten Commandments? You're using that as a
crutch.
I'm listening to you.
Okay.
The Ten Commandments, but you're not quoting the commandments. Love thy neighbor as thyself. When you learn how to do that,
let
you won't even hear the message coming out of your mouth. I ain't
hold on,
Mays.
Let's get a response. Quick response because of time.
Okay.
Hold on, Mays.
I don't know why we're here right now, but that's okay. Scripture tells me that he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him.
And what have you done today?
Well,
have you kept any of his commandments today? No, you haven't.
Hold on, Mace.
Ma'am, what's
hold
the
on.
Fulfilling of the law? Love. I'm not here to divide, but if truth divides, then so be it.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is I'm being ruled by God by bringing forth the truth, not my opinion. And what I've been
no,
here...
He's heathenistic in the ways that you are. Get rid of them. And you, if you will follow his commandments, what I heard come out of your mouth today when they haven't even been said yet.
Oh,
know.
My goodness.
What?
It's
she's
like, lady...
so fast.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. She was just beating me over the head without me even responding. It's like, what?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to your guest.
Oh, that's exactly... Well, yeah, she didn't want to hear from a colored man. she didn't want him to put an objection to what she was saying because Jesse already knew what she was going for, and he was right there to defuse it.
You know, that's a great point.
And she didn't like that.
Yeah, you know, a great point, too, is those commandments that she was talking about. Well, all you mentioned was the commandments. What do the commandments go for? They go for the inward heart.
Yeah.
They go for who you are on the inside. They go to your the thoughts and the intents of your heart. They're
going
for the inner man. Those commandments don't care or are not impartial to what you look like on the outside. While man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. He's going for the heart of the issue. It's kind of like, where are you even going with this, except for the fact that you're mad at Bradley?
Well, I know where she was going
from. Give him a good smack.
Right when I said Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, nobody takes him serious. I don't know anybody that's afraid of him, but I do know a whole lot of people that don't even take him serious. But, folks, I do want to let you know that they're very dangerous in their methodology and what they're attempting to do, because they're going out and they're trying to divide the black people against the white. And folks, we've been seeing for years the white on the black. This is baloney. We're all of the same blood. We're all of the same father. And when we get back to that, all this foolishness and this immaturity and this dangerous methodology and indoctrination that's going on in this country, which it is very dangerous, until we get over, folks, nothing's going to change. But again, I got pulled into it. It's great. I also want to tell you, folks, this is my element.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I thrive on phone callers, not just those that are praising what we're doing. If you're praising the truth, praise God, I'm on the same side with you. But contention is really what brings forth the answers that we're looking for. I don't want people call in that always agree. I want you to call in with a disagreement because the only thing I can do is not bring forth my opinion, because it doesn't matter no more than yours does.
Yep.
I have to bring forth what is written, because what is written hasn't changed in 6,000 years, and it's not going to change tomorrow because you want it to.
Yeah, you know, just a thought I had, too, is the whole race issue, that's what Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are all about. If that race issue was ever solved, where would they be?
They would be out of a job.
They would have to think of something else to do with their lives rather than keep digging up the past.
But then again, that's probably where Jesse got in trouble with an adulterated relationship when he wasn't in some created warfare at the time.
That's right.
And by the way, when you look at Jesse Jackson, you knew that there was always envy towards
Martin Luther King,
and it was always there. Even if you go over to a Malcolm X, and you can see the Joker that's right behind him today, many believe that he killed him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. So,
Jesse Jackson does not stand for the same things that Martin Luther King stood for. He would be rebuking him for his stance even today.
Okay. Hey, we got Lincoln, a Lincoln comment from, is that Maryland?
Yep.
Can you spell it out next time?
Tom in Maryland.
Okay, we got Tom. Hey, Tom, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Pastor, thanks. I'll make it quick.
I'm not a pastor, but thank you. I appreciate it.
I was shocked by what you said about Lincoln. You are dead on accurate, and I'm surprised more people are not aware of the transgressions that he committed against this country. Almost a quarter million.
Whoa. Wait a second. Hang on a second.
You're accurate.
Okay. I got you. I was trying to figure out what you were saying, and I was trying to get clarity on it. But go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
Almost a quarter million Americans were slaughtered because of his policies, and I hope you can do a long show just on Lincoln and how it parallels to what we're in today, because there's a lot of similarities with what he did by rule of edict, just like our current president is doing today. And
oftentimes,
when you have similar circumstances, you end up with similar results. I'd hate to see a similar result.
That's exactly right on. Right on, Tom.
I appreciate it.
End of the show. I appreciate you. Tom from Maryland, thank you for the call. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons and
Daughters of Liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. GCN, you guys down there, you rock. Thank you, Chase. Thank you, Little Buggy. Yeah, you got the whole shebang here. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV.
That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.